retail frenzy and start talking about all the money we're saving. When I bought the dress for $50, I thought I saved $150, but I actually did not. You are not saving money by shopping in the clearance section of the store. Best case scenario, you are just spending less money. If a $200 dress is on sale for $50, you did not save $150. You spent $50. It is still spending, no matter if it was on sale or not. In other words, our saving mindset is actually a spending mindset when it comes to sales. Whenever we shop for things that are not necessary, our spending mindset is activated, even if we save 99% on the price. However, if you do need to go to the store, be aware of the items surrounding you. When you see something you want or like, ask yourself, do I truly need this? Or, how often would I use this? Even if it only costs a few dollars, these things add up. $5 here, $10 there can add up to hundreds of dollars over the year. Before you purchase anything, make sure it is something you need or will use a lot. If you are in debt and trying to get out, spending on anything but essentials will just dig your financial hole even deeper. It was an emergency. I had a friend growing up who absolutely loved to shop. Her parents would give her money quite frequently, and she would spend every penny of it. One day, she broke up with her boyfriend of a year. She stormed her slim self into my bedroom with a few bags of clothes from the nearest Nordstrom. Shocked, I asked her, "Where did these clothes come from? Why did you buy these?" With a look on her face that told me she was taken aback, she exclaimed, "Me and Derek just broke up. I had to buy new outfits since I'm going back on the dating scene. It was an emergency." How many times have you had a bad day at work and reached for some extra quarters to buy a candy bar? Your bad day at work was an emergency for chocolate. You need to fill that void, right? No, not right. There are two types of expenses: regular expenses and emergency expenses. When you have a regular expense, you pay it monthly or yearly. These types of expenses can include your car insurance, your rent, your groceries, your cell phone bill, or anything else you regularly pay and is an anticipated expense. If you bought a brand new computer and it crapped out on you a few months later, that would be an emergency. It was a totally unexpected event. If you got in a car accident and had medical bills, that would also be an emergency. Any necessary but unexpected expense is an emergency. But a breakup with a significant other is not enough of an emergency to go out and buy a new wardrobe. And your favorite band coming to play a concert only an hour away from you is not an emergency and does not require you to buy tickets. If your old computer that is 10 years past its trade-in date finally gets laid to rest, that should be an eventuality that you planned for. Some people believe that they can take money out of their emergency fund whenever they exclaim that something is an emergency. First of all, you better have an emergency fund. If you don't, create one now. I will talk later in the book about how to set it up. Second of all, emergency funds serve the purpose of aiding you when something dire and unexpected comes up. They are there for actual emergencies. Do not sabotage your peace of mind by emptying your emergency fund because you had a bad day. You'll have many bad days coming if you have no savings. Do not empty your emergency fund for something that is really not needed. You will end up more worried than you started. Plan to use your emergency fund only when it is absolutely necessary. If I had more money. A woman named Sharon Tirabassi was on welfare and struggling to make it as a single mother. Luck suddenly struck her one day and she found herself cashing in a check for $10 million. She'd won the lottery. Over the years, she spent this money on a fancy house, a new car, designer clothes, expensive trips, and handouts to family and friends. Less than 10 years went by and she was back riding the bus, working, and living in a rented house she couldn't call hers. She and her six children benefited from this lottery money